Texte numéro 49. From Influencers to Toxic Masculinity, How Social Media is Shaping Young Men. What does it mean to be a real man? To some, masculinity is defined by stereotypical traits, including being physically strong, being the breadwinner of family, and constantly acting tough. To others, these ideas are toxic and negatively impact society as a whole. In the age of social media, young men are grappling with manhood and masculinity, and the internet can drive both positive connections and dangerous ideas. According to a new report from Australia's eSafety Commissioner, the internet can be a place of tensions, complexities, and possibilities for young men. The research examined the online experiences of young men in Australia aged 16 to 21 years old, and explored how they express their identities, explore sexuality, and navigate social connections online. Researchers said ideas about gender can both empower and limit young men, and those who strive to enact masculine stereotypes can end up harming themselves and others. There's a constant pressure for young men to conform to particular, often narrow and traditional ideals about manhood, eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman Grant said. Young men are facing an online wave of influencing behaviours, including harmful content. The report found Andrew Tate, a social media personality and self-described misogynist, continues to be a key figure in many young men's worlds. Tate creates content based on male empowerment and being an alpha male, and promotes stereotypical ideas around gender roles and masculinity. Dr. Zach Ziedler, the Global Director for Men's Health Research at Movember, believes a different approach is needed. Young men have a vacuum of role models. They have a vacuum of connection and belonging. There is a lack of that type of feeling of, I belong somewhere, and that's what these voices are offering, he said. We should, as male progressive voices, be able to find a way to connect with young men in a similar fashion, but they're just addicted to this transgressive, vitriolic narrative. While social media can negatively impact young men, the eSafety Commissioner's report also identified some benefits. Young men in the research spoke about the positive role that online communities play in their lives, especially in terms of their sense of belonging and acceptance. But online spaces, such as gaming communities, can also be a place of hostility, including abuse, racism, and homophobia. Many said they had altered their personality or behaviour online to fit in with others. Practitioners across education, research, policy, practice and industry should work individually and together to delve deeper into nurturing young men's health and well-being, as well as their capacity for compassion, empathy and critical thinking. Adapted from SBS News, June 2024.